In my daily proverb for the day Bible reading this morning, of course, I came across the verse that always stops me in my tracks when I read Proverbs 10. Hatred stirreth up strife, but love covereth all sin. That one will always stand out to me, probably to all of us. And I thought again, love covereth all sin. I want to take that phrase with me throughout the day, really throughout every day. But today, already throughout today, I have needed to recall that to my mind. I do, of course, have three teenage sons who are getting up on a Monday morning to go to school. So you can imagine that there were times when we needed this verse already today by 7:30 in the morning. You can probably say the same thing about your life. And I thought to myself, if we think about this in cooking terms, I taught cooking in high school. And obviously, this verse is comparing the first part of the verse to the second part of the verse. Hatred stirreth up strife, but love, the opposite, covereth all sin. When you are stirring, say you have a pot of chili on the stove and you're stirring it. You're making sure it doesn't burn. You're adding spices. You're adjusting the heat and you're stirring it. You're paying attention to it. You are putting your effort and focus on what's in the pot and you're thinking about it. You are dwelling on it. You're moving it around. You are causing change to whatever's happening. If you cover it, if you cover the pot of chili, you're just going to let it simmer. You're going to walk away from it. You're not thinking about it at that time. You're letting it do its own thing. I don't think this verse is exactly the same as forgiveness. Forgiveness is so vital and so important, but this verse does not say forgiveness. It is how love treats transgressions, everyday transgressions, small ones, big ones. It is the way love treats them. Hatred is focused on it. It's stirring it up. It's thinking about it. It's reviewing it. I remember when I was going through a very difficult time when someone had wronged me in my life in a big way. It seemed like I got in the habit where every evening when I was showering before bed, I would be thinking about that situation and that person and trying to work through it until it almost became a habit that that's what I always thought of. I needed to start listening to the Bible on my phone during that time so that I did not think about it and break the habit of that. I was stirring it up every night, stirring it up again every night. It was a very, very painful time of my life, but I had gotten into the habit of certain places and certain times, I was stirring it up again in my mind, focusing on it, adding spices, thinking about it, but covering the pan, the pot, walking away, is that you're not going to spend your day paying attention to transgressions. Yes, they happened. We're not saying they didn't happen. Are they painful? Yes. But in the moment that it happens, love puts the lid on it and walks away. Love says, we're not going to stay here. We are not going to let this transgression, conflict, sin, wrong be what my focus is throughout the day. I'm not going to sit here and stir this pot of chili all day over what just happened. Love covers. Love covers and walks away. Now, forgiveness has to come in eventually and slowly, and it's a process, and it has to be there, or else a root of bitterness will spring up. But in daily transgressions and in wrongs, small and large, love covers it. Love doesn't sit there and stir it up. That's what hatred does, and we want to love. We want to be the ones that love, you know what, for our own self, for our own life. If you're stirring the pot of chili all day on the stove, you really aren't getting anything else done. You're not helping anybody. You're not getting anything accomplished. You're stirring and stirring and stirring. And that is not good for you, and that is not good for me. And that's not good for our mental health. And that's not good for anybody else in our lives. So this week, let's walk in love. Loving God through loving others. Have a great week, friends.